AAM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The prosecution is now giving its rebuttal in Alec Murdoch's high-profile murder trial in South Carolina. CBS's Jim Krasula is following the case.
Both the prosecution and defense made their final cases to the jury in Alec Murdoch's trial in Walterboro, South Carolina. Defense lawyer Jim Griffin told jurors,
"You have to decide the evidence based on the facts that the state puts before you. Not theories, not inferences, not speculation, but cold, hard facts."
The 54-year-old Murdoch testified he did not fatally shoot his wife and son at the family's sprawling property in June of 2021. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A juror was also removed earlier today over improper discussions outside the courtroom. The Justice Department now says former President Trump can be sued by any Capitol Police officers and lawmakers who were injured in the January 6th insurrection. The department's position was part of a new filing today before a federal appeals court. The U.S. is holding some serious discussions with Russia and China ahead of the G20 meeting in India. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivered a straightforward message to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
End this war of aggression. Engage in meaningful diplomacy that can produce a just and durable peace.
This is the first meeting between the two since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Blinken also met with China's foreign minister, and he reiterated that China should not provide weapons or support to Russia for its war efforts.
This would be a serious problem for us in our relationship with China.
Nicole D'Antonio, CBS News, Washington.
The EPA is meeting with residents again in East Palestine, Ohio, as it continues waste cleanup from a train derailment. CBS's Lana Zack is there.
There is a lot of frustration here. People have been told that it is safe to return to their homes, but then there's other reports of people having rashes, headaches, nausea, all sorts of other problems.
Rail workers also got sick while putting down new tracks. Unemployment benefit claims are down for a third straight week. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Both new and continuing claims, the latter a reflection of the total number of individuals receiving jobless aid through regular state programs, suggest stability in the job market. Continuing claims coming in at 1,655,000 in the latest week, declining by 5,000.
And liftoff, a crew pick. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station this morning. The rocket's Dragon capsule should get there tomorrow. The crew includes the first Arab astronaut going up for a months-long stay. They replace a crew that's been up there since October. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
A new AAA survey finds more Americans are...
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, March 3rd. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. Remember, Wisconsin Rapids School District has no school on Friday for a professional development day. The McMillan Library will hold a sewing class on Friday. Intro to Sewing with Joanne will take place in the McMillan Maker Space from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Sign up to learn sewing basics with Joanne and make a simple zipper bag. You can register on the library website, mcmillanlibrary.org. Teen Game Day Online will also take place on Friday through the library. From 4 to 6 p.m., Miss Alicia will host fun games on Steam. Become her friend on Discord to join in. The group will be playing Terraria. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a low of 20. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 39, tomorrow cloudy. Lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow Saturday.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dominic, I think we declare it a town hall up in here, a happier happy hour town hall edition.
Let's make it happen. Free beer here. 844-967-2789.
Says the man who never leaves the beer cooler in the broadcast bunker. You don't even drink beer, man. You got tequila up under the desk in there.
I drink beer when I'm not drinking.
I am relatively sober for this fair today. As I've been on the roads all
day. You've been working, right.
Town Hall, if you want to join, be a part of this Thursday Town Hall. A now official thing, because I've declared it. 844-967-2789. I'm going to do it again, because earlier today I was driving through Western Wisconsin. I was listening to the Todd Alba's show. And it was actually, they had this sort of parallel thing going on. It was kind of clever. Someone called in with the song, and, you know, one song led to another,
You're talking about the shows now, right? Is that one of your things?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I do it, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Ron DeSantis.
I'm actually telling you my personal experience with that show. I wanted to call in to another fine program. I was moved. I was engaged. I think people appreciate when you slow down and you give them the number slowly, because I wasn't quick enough to hear it. And I missed it a couple of times. And I'm like, damn it, slow down and give me the number, Todd. Well, I'm going to slow down for you, because it's a different number than Todd gives you in the morning. 844-967-2789. When we do it, it's 844-96-PARTY.
I love how that works out like that. 844-96-PARTY. It's easy.
Town Hall Thursday. I've declared it. It's a thing. Now I've got another declaration, and we will get to the phones. Be patient. If you're a blogger, you got to register with the state of Florida, at least if you intend to write 8 articles about Ron DeSantis.
Wow.
I mean, it's getting really fascist really quick in Florida. Did I tell you I'm going there next week?
Are you going to blog? Are you going to write something about DeSantis?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you going to register with the state?
Oh, absolutely not. Florida Republican wants any blogger writing about Ron DeSantis to register with the state. I'm gonna seek a guest blogger green card because I'm only visiting. A new bill proposed by a Republican state senator in Florida would require bloggers, Dom, to register with the state if they write about Governor Ron DeSantis and other members of the government. NBC's Channel 8 wrote that Senator Jason Brodowers, a Republican from Lake Mary, bill would impose fines on anyone who refuses to register to a maximum of $2,500. I refuse. And I'm coming to your state next week, Jason, and I'm not registering. There would be an additional $25 each day the fee isn't paid. Yeah, that's what they do to parking tickets and iPasses, right? I don't pay those either until they get fat enough that they bother me. Might start affecting my credit.
Credit, right.
Senate Bill 1316, the information dissemination, would mandate that writers register with the Florida Office of Legislative Services or the Commission on Ethics. It would apply to anyone who writes, and here's the quote from the legislative piece, an article, a story, a series of stories about the governor or the lieutenant governor, a cabinet officer, or any member of the legislature, especially Jason Brodower, and is paid for doing so. Well, Don, will you pay me $5 to blog from Florida?
I would absolutely. I'll pay you 10.
Okay, then I would be subject to this legislative piece, but I'm not registering. They would have to register within a 5-day period by the publication of the article or stories. If the blogger writes about any of the lawmakers again,
what?
The writer would be required to submit a monthly report on the 10th of every month with the state office. That sounds like when I was on probation, Dom. If no content is published that month, they wouldn't have to submit a report. Don't back out of the blogging, Dom, just because you don't want to submit your reports.
Crudy, the report also explained that it would apply to, quote, concern an elected member of the legislature or an officer of the executive branch. The report would require the person to reveal how much money they're earning for writing the post.
At least $5, Dom promised.
Maybe 10 to see how good it is. If compensation is paid for a series of posts or for a specific amount of time, the blogger would be required to disclose the total amount to be received upon publication of the first post in said series or time frame, said NBC.
$5 or more.
The law would also demand bloggers file additional paperwork if they fail to file the initial paperwork. Did you get the TPS reports?
I didn't get that. Could you send me another memo?
Did you see the memo?
I did not.
It's a similar law to the lobbying restriction in Florida. It mandates a 30-day timeline for the fines and an additional $25 per day if the fine isn't paid. The same rule would not apply to newspapers or similar publications. What if your blog is published in the newspaper?
What if my blog is published on a radio website? Does that count? What if I do it video style? Then I'm a vlogger, right? What if I'm just a lowly podcaster, Dom?
Oh, like Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what if like alleged meth head Steve Bannon.
Yeah, what is it about blogging specifically? Why would you eliminate podcasting? Why would you eliminate, print other, paper? You have to physically print it on paper to make a difference? I mean, certainly journalists are getting paid as well. Opinion folks get paid by media companies. Why? Of course, we can go down there, but of course, what are we talking about here, man? We're talking about Ron DeSantis is, megas in Florida. Want you to register if you're blogging, man? Are you kidding me?
Well, they are certainly fascist. I don't think it's accurate to call the DeSantis loving fascist legislature MAGA, because of course DeSantis is running against the MAGA. Well, he doesn't want to admit that. It's going to get real messy.
Oh, well, what would we call? I mean, this guy. What's his name?
Brodeur.
Jason Brodeur, a Republican from Lake Mary, Florida. He's a state senator. I mean, what do we just call him fascist? We call him something else? I mean, under what? I mean, really, you this is what your thought is. What, someone wrote something mean about you, and now you're going to get all mad about it and try to, what, unconstitutionally suppress everyone's right to speech?
What if it's on Facebook? What if I just make mean posts on Facebook about the governor? Dom, you know, here's the good news. I'm not really a detail guy. You know, occasionally I like to round numbers. Don't really like to dig down for the math or the detail. Well, the good news is this legislative piece allows you to round your compensation to the nearest 10 bucks. So I rounded her up to 10, fella. Because five rounds up, right? 10 bucks.
Five rounds up. $10 it is.
I'm disclosing my compensation for my time.
Do I get editorial discretion as the funder of said blog person? I mean, I'd have some control over that, right? I'm paying.
Dominic, should the bill pass, it would take effect immediately upon approval. So that could happen while I'm in Florida, theoretically. Good luck with that. Can you imagine the kind of pissing match I'd get in with the state of Florida? You know, we're going to have to go down there and start creating some mischief. Journalists probably play nice down there. They don't understand how you deal with the fascist. Maybe you got to get arrested. Then we haul Jeff Scott Olson down to Florida. And we start suing some people, right? Because it will take suing these unconstitutional measures and the governor. I mean, how can he think that this is representative of the American people and what they want in leaders?
Or that it's even constitutional. Well, I mean, whether or not American people want this or not, and there might be a lot of friends of this state senator, Jason Brodeur, who are down with this, but that doesn't make it constitutional. It doesn't make it right.
But, dude, he's been going item by item, DeSantis. He's laying out this presidential resume, things like taking on Disney. You know, the woke corporation. He's dropped his book, and he's got his legislative partners.
What does that mean to you, Crudy? I mean, when I hear someone like DeSantis, taking on Disney and the wokeness. What? So what? What does that mean? I mean, what are the practical implications for your fellow citizens in Florida? And if you're using that as a justification to run for president, how's that going to help me in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, DeSantis?
Well, it's not going to help you. And in fact, the people in the state of Florida, my understanding, are going to be penalized because Disney had a large tax burden because they were a self-governing authority. And now much of that burden will fall upon other taxpayers. There could actually be repercussions, and we talked about the fact that, you know, Ron DeSantis, the schools in Florida pretty much suck. You know, they're hardly a
yeah, but
shining
fourth grade
example.
Tests are great because they hold back the third graders.
But don't ask them in eighth grade because they suck by then. You know, so the crazy part to me is the thought of this Harvard-educated Yale lawyer. That this is what appeals to the American people. And of course, we've seen some of this appeal to the American people in the persona of Donald Trump. But yeah. Trump had The Apprentice. Trump was charismatic. Trump had steaks and vodka and Trump University. I mean, he branded many, many things.
Well, it's not just Trump. It's not just DeSantis. It's also the state legislature here in the state of Wisconsin. They're in the state of Florida. If you blog, they want the force of government to come in and let you know how much you make, force you to disclose. I mean, really, this is...
In Wisconsin, they want that?
In Florida, this is what they want. I mean, this is not just a Trump thing. This is systemic within the MAGA and the DeSantis and what is ever left of the GOP.
Well, it's fascist, Dom.
There we go. That's more accurate.
Come back. More devil's advocates. Less fascism. 844-9...
The Arts Council presents Take 3, where rock meets Bach. Take 3 gives you the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical, fusion music anywhere in the world. And they'll be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, March 9th. See what Take 3 is about and get your tickets anytime at SaberTheArts.org or call 715-424-2787. Take 3 with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Going to them very shortly. 844-967-2789.
You know, since Tim Rantham washed out as a gubernatorial candidate, we don't hear as much Black Betty. That was sort of Ram Jam campaign, yes. Tune, wasn't it?
Former Wisconsin legislator now spending more time with family.
And pursuing tales of rigged elections. Dom, CPAC going on this week.
It looked pretty sparse.
Not the party it once was. Especially.
It was never much of a party, man, let's be honest.
Well, it used to be well attended. But Ted Cruz took the stage today and it was quite sparse. The annual far-right conference CPAC is being described as a ghost town.
Wah, wah, wah.
According to some photos of the conference space, C-SPAN has been airing some of the panel discussions while showing crowd shots of the empty seats. Reporters at the event have taken photos of not only the empty chairs, but the people who are on hand to watch the speeches are almost entirely elderly and white. The exhibit hall has considerable amount of space available for vendors that didn't sign up this year to attend, as the Huffington Post tweeted. Yeah, lots of vendor space. Not a lot of mega hats being slung in the lobby. While the conference hall was fairly quiet, the Make America Great Again booth was hopping, with Donald Trump Jr. sitting in front of a giant photo of the White House. Was that the actual Donald? Oh, yeah. Actual Donald Trump Jr. I guess he had nowhere better to be than CPAC this week. I hear Matt Schlapp, you know, the organizer of CPAC, recently accused, apparently likes to grow up the men after buying them a couple of cocktails against their will, apparently credibly alleged. But a reporter started to question Matt Schlapp today at CPAC, and Matt Schlapp was pulled away by staffers because the questions turned to the alleged sexual assault. You know, apparently you can't talk about it, Dom, because...
Well, he's being sued for like $9 million, I believe, he and his wife. I'm not clear on that point, but yes, it's a thing. And that was a staffer that worked for, what, Herschel Walker's campaign. And, hey, I got to ask you, man, where's Herschel been?
Well, he's got his own alleged campaign finance improprieties. That's the latest I heard about Herschel Walker. That, and he's trying to call upon all the children he discovered during the elective campaign, right? A lot of baby mamas out there.
A lot of love to spread, baby.
So CPAC, sort of a event that's seen its better day, Don.
I have seen some of the reporting on it today, and they were showing Trump at CPAC. And if you recall, it was at CPAC where Trump did the flag hug. I may have done it more than once, but it was
the flag hump. It was more like a humping than hugging.
Hump, yeah. Well, you know, he tic-tacked up and started rubbing on the flag because he's such a patriot.
Don't all the true patriots hump the flag?
Yes, all the insurrectionists, all the seditious conspiracy folks humping flags.
You know, I'm glad I didn't try to recruit you to go to CPAC. You're so cynical about the CPAC, Dom.
Older, a party with a bunch of older white people given on by a guy who's credibly accused of sexually assaulting a Republican staffer. I mean, I just don't know that that's the party I want to be at, but apparently Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan, they are all down with it. I mean, Jim Jordan on stage with this cat, really? I mean, can it get more despicable than that?
With Matt Schlapp? Was he on stage with Schlapp?
Jim Jordan was there today as well.
I had not seen that.
Yes, yes.
And they were on the stage together, photographed together. Was there any space, like, on the wrestling mat between the two?
I don't know about that, man, but there's always should be some space. But GYM Jordan, yes, my understanding he was there once again.
844-967-2789. You know, we had some people stacked up in there.
I know, talking too much. Also, J.D. Vance also there as well. So it's just a one hell of a party going on. I think it's in D.C. Go CPAC?
I will
losing
not go
the
to
juice.
CPAC.
They're losing the juice, man, and it's great to see. But as you know, when these fascist type folks, these authoritarians, when they start, you know, realizing that it may be going against them, you see their true colors, man. You saw how they reacted with January 6th, and Trump riled them up, and it wasn't just. I do believe there are some people there at January 6th that were there to protest big government, whatever the case is. But certainly, you also had the seditious conspiracy folks who had a very specific plan. And when you see that, I mean, think about some of the BLM protests that we've had, and what was a proven accusation that there were some troublemakers in the crowd. Some you know neo-Nazi came up from Texas, to my understanding, to Minneapolis, started banging on windows. People are like trying to tell them to stop. So, I mean, but that can trigger even something like that. Well, when you have willing participants in the crowd, maybe some didn't know what the plan was. They weren't down with the conspiracy, but they were certainly down with the action. And all of a sudden, they see all these folks running up, the Proud Boys and 3%. They're down. Well, hell, it sounds like a party I'm going to go into. That all matters. 844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg, you're up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I think that the Republican Party, we ought to give them a warm Milwaukee welcome to the convention next year. I say they delay the gay pride parade until July. And make sure our fine drinking establishment have drag queens shows. And then, of course, we have to have people on the street corner teaching black history. Yeah. So give them a real Milwaukee welcome.
Yes, absolutely, Mike. It is a great idea.
Why don't we serve Republicans warm beer? Tell them it's a, you know, it's like the German style. We do it here. Have your warm old Milwaukee.
We're not vindictive. Come on now.
Maybe a little bit, Mike. I mean, when people try to overturn the will of the people because they don't want to lose power, I kind of take a little issue with that, man.
Well, we still think they're Americans, even though they're misguided.
Well, Mike, we'll serve them Zimas.
That'll work.
Or White Claws, as the case may be.
It's the new Zima.
It's the new Zima. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I can almost say it now. It's only been 11 years. I've been working on it all this time.
What's someday, the number, Crudy? What's the number?
844-967-2789. I'll say it slow. 844-96-PARTY.
From Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer.
The Shaw 101 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes. On the Devil's Radio.
Yes!
Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. 4 new retailers are coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Construction will start in early spring on the old Shopko building on the east side of town. The stores include Big Lots, Marshalls, Harbor Freight, and Five Below. Each store will have their own entrance, and crews cleared out the interior for them. Big Lots sells home decor and furniture, among other household and clothing items. Marshalls is a clothing store with home decor and furniture. Harbor Freight sells discount tools and hardware. Five Below is a variety retail store with items priced between $1 to $5. The store is aimed at tweens, teens, and beyond. The new stores plan to open in the second half of 2023 and early 2024. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's considering proposing tolls to Wisconsin's interstates to pay for road construction and maintenance. The idea of tollways in Wisconsin has been bandied about for years, but hasn't found much support. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a low of 20. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 39, tomorrow cloudy. Lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Sunday. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
844-967-2789. Here's an old friend, PT. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, PT.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
You notice I still have my Wisconsin accent. Anyways.
That will never leave you. You will be a Wisconsin, once a Wisconsinite, always a Wisconsinite, through the nose. It's a nasal thing.
I know. You know, when I talk here, you know, I speak up here in Oregon or something, people look at me kind of funny. I don't know.
Looked at you funny here in Wisconsin, PT.
You sure did. So this DeSantis thing, that is just breathtaking fascism if I ever heard of it. The guy must be very paranoid about anyone writing about him. And tell me, So the sponsor of this bill said that this is the same as a lobbyist, that if a lobbyist has to register, then a blogger has to register. Give me a freaking break. A lobbyist directly influence politicians. I mean, they're
hey,
paid a,
lot. A well-written blog can change the world, PT.
I don't know. It can't change a politician's mind, I tell you that. But the fact that he has to know everyone that's been writing about him, come on. That's not going to pass muster in courts. That's
it,
sure.
It is. You know, it seems to really take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is it continues. It's like they're trying to out themselves every new action, PT.
844.
Yeah.
Go ahead, PT. Final thought.
No. It's like what, the Jews, you know, they had to register or something. Some nationality, some religion had to register with the Nazis or something. I don't recall what it was, but it just brings back really fascist memories of what happened in World War II and so forth. So,
appreciate your call. Thanks for listening on the Civic Media app. And you can join us Thursday Town Hall, nationwide, worldwide, at least Wisconsin-wide for sure-sies, 844-967-2789. Rico listening in Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good, guys. Hey, I love your idea about going down to Florida, Crudy.
I am going to Florida. You make that up? I will perhaps raise trouble, but that's just a secondary thing to me getting a little tan on a beach.
Well, hey, make sure you do it on a Thursday, see, because you want to get down there so you can catch the Cheeto Jesus spinning tunes on the iPad.
Oh.
Some Celine Dion coming at you. A long-distance dedication to my pal Dominic up in Milwaukee.
Rico,
he should definitely swing by.
How far is it from Palm Beach to Miami Beach?
Not that far, is it? You know, when you're getting down. No, it ain't that far.
It's worth a Google, right? You know, I mean, I got a rental car. I don't have to take an Uber out to the Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, Dom and I went to Miami Beach for a presidential debate, but we never ventured over to Mar-a-Lago.
Palm Beach, it's 75 miles apart.
That seems like too far, Rico. That seems like an effort to me. Although I spent like 7 hours in the car today that... My big effort driving, Rico, is going to be down to the Keys. 844-967-2789. A new name. I like new friends. Town Hall Thursday. Be a new friend of ours at 844-967-2789. Kevin from Reeseville. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello there.
Hello, Kevin.
I wanted to mention that I sent you guys an email last night for an event that is happening in our area.
Well, tell us about it, man, because I didn't check out my emails last night. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. It's a Republican representative from Columbus, and he's going to be helping out at a food pantry on next Thursday.
And what do you think the audience should do with that knowledge?
I think it would be awesome if you guys could be there.
I will be in Florida. Dom, I think it would be awesome if you could be there.
I probably won't be there, Kevin. What is it about this Republican? Tell us about him, Kevin. What's your concern?
Well, he's very pro-life, for one thing. And
I'm sorry,
don't know
you said he's very pro-forced government birthing?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I was going to put together a list of questions for him and see how he responded. I can't believe that he wouldn't be making some kind of a talk. Supposedly he's there to help out, but I don't know how far that's going to go. But I'd be willing to bet that people are going to be asking him questions.
Is this near you, Kevin? Would you be able to show up and ask him those questions?
Reeseville's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah? You're going to be there?
Yeah, it is. I will be there.
Excellent, excellent. And you're going to ask him about the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law and what his positions may be on that? I mean, what's your thought, Kevin?
That's my number one question.
Yeah.
And I want to ask him what his interpretation of the term woke is. I'm dying to hear that. Right.
Me too, man. I mean, it means something different to everybody. Apparently, it's just, if it's something you don't like, then it's woke.
Kevin, I can understand there are some Republicans, and I think there are some religious people in this world that have differing opinions than I on. I'm not for abortion, but I don't think it's my right to decide what someone else does with their body. So my opinion on abortion really doesn't matter much. But I can understand, you know, ethically that some would have an objection to abortion. But what I cannot fathom, Kevin, is how Republicans accept insurrection and anti-democratic behavior from their own party. So,
well, but Kevin,
you could ask a question for me. Ask about the January 6th.
Sure, that's fair. But let me put it this way. I mean, if you have a problem with abortion, then don't have one. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a certain life or a belief, then have it. But when you start forcing that on other people, that's when I start taking exception to it. You don't want to have an abortion, don't have one. You don't want to be in gay marriage, you don't like gay marriage, well don't get gay married. You know what I'm saying? But when you have a belief and all of a sudden you think your belief should supersede everybody else's belief on a particular topic, you know, be damned what, you know, courts and history have shown. Kevin, that's where I take the issue with, man.
Sure. I want to mention one thing real quick. It's at the gathering source on Highway 16 and 60 outside of Reeseville. It's about 3 or 4 miles. And I would love to see as many Democrats there, whether you're there for the pantry or not.
Yeah,
I would just love to see a slew of Democrats show up.
Well, it'd be nice to see our Democratic friends in the Reeseville area show up with something for the food pantry. Because under Republican governance, there might be some people that need the help.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak it. Well, we got time for a few more calls here. Steven from Green Bay, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Diamond Crute. I have a couple things to say, actually, and I'll get through them real quickly. The first one is a little bit of a suggestion for you two. If you guys ever decide to go on a comedy tour and take that to Appleton, Wisconsin, I will be your first ticket buyer to that one because you guys are hilarious on the radio.
Well, one of us is. one of us just got a great laugh.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. Appreciate it, man.
Two more things. The second thing I have to say is I learned something new today from you guys, and that is the Republican Party is now the party of the snowflakes. They have taken their insult and applied it to themselves. So that's nice to learn.
Yeah, right.
And third of all is it's a little disheartening to me that our...
Oh, no, Stephen.
Daniel Kelly.
Stephen, we missed most of that. I think we got the first two at least, and we appreciate your contribution today. 844-967-2789. Sometimes the calls go bad. Bill from Madison, welcome. Hopefully you got a good line. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
I probably won't have a good line.
So far, so good. Say nice things about us. Otherwise, the lines get really bad really quick.
I was just going to say with that old food pantry thing, like, yeah, it's more than likely a big publicity, you know, photo op.
Yeah.
But don't go there and attack the guy. Wait till the end, you know. Let him do his work and help out the food pantry. And you guys actually had a great idea. The Democrats should show up there, bring something for the food pantry, help them out, you know.
Well, certainly there's always there's always a neighbor in need.
I would hate to see it. Yeah, exactly.
That part of it should be.
I would hate to turn a food pantry into some big political, you know. Obviously, that's more likely what he's doing, you know, a photo op, but you know, I'd hate to have it turn into some big attack thing when they're just trying to help people out, you know.
Absolutely, Bill. Certainly, the food pantry may not be the venue to be antagonistic of a Republican lawmaker, but there are often, and I should use the opposite term, there are seldom opportunities to talk to, question, quote-unquote confront so many of these Republican lawmakers. They do not feel beholden to their constituents because of gerrymandering. And because they don't really need you, they can do a private fundraiser event for the hard right. They don't need your vote to get elected, Bill. All they need to do is win the Republican primary. And the rest is already baked into the cake by the gerrymandering. So I'm very hopeful that the Wisconsin Supreme Court election recasts, A, first, the tenor of the court, and B, the tenor of the maps in the state of Wisconsin, because I can live with some Republican representation if they're accountable to the electorate. It's when they're not accountable to the electorate that they, you know, become a little corrupt, let's say, a little fascistic in the case of some of the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, because they want to throw out the outcome of frickin' elections, well, and like Joe Biden's.
And literally, the gerrymander has that, you know, perhaps unintended consequence, you know, because, you know, certainly there are, with the gerrymander that we have, there are some Dems or some seats that are going to be Democratic. You know, that's just the way they pack them and stack them and crack them. You know, if you follow how it's all said and done. But that regarding this, if there's a public announcement that a politician is going to be at place X, Y, or Z, well, they're making it political. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, if this person was didn't have an announcement, didn't make a flyer, didn't put it out on social media that I'm going to be at X, Y, or Z, and just on their own time quietly, you know, worked at the food pantry or did whatever good deeds they thought they should do, that's one thing. But if you're a politician and you announce that, hey, I'm going to be at this church or I'm going to be at this thing, well, you're announcing it for a reason. It's political. Otherwise, you wouldn't be announcing it.
I occasionally share with the audience when I'm traveling, Dom, is...
yeah, you tell us all about the driving circumstances and the traffic.
I can't wait to go on vacation and get away from you. The audience is stuck with you, but I get a respite.
Oh, the audience, they get a rest. It's going to be so much fun. I got lots of friends coming around. It's going to be Devil's Advocates and Friends all next week. We're going to have a party without Crudy. And I know you'll be on the beach drinking your Captain and Diet Coke, so I won't be taking your calls. The sun will get to you, Crudy. I know it will.
I'm going to do like pina coladas. Got to be careful on the rum runners, though. That's what I drank on my honeymoon.
Ooh.
On the submarine with the woman from Missouri, the one I showed the rum runners to, that lady. I bet
sounds
she
like
remembers.
An interesting honeymoon.
Best one yet. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be the best ones yet. 844-967-2789.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
to love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Bulls advocates, sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Walt from South Minneapolis. Welcome, Walt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Walt.
Thank you, guys. And the last time I called, which is the first time, you made me laugh, and that's not fair. But I want you to know that I dropped 5 bone on Janet and 3 bone on Tony and 2 bone on Wisconsin Dems, so we can really get down on April 4th, and then we can boogie on the 5th.
Thanks, right, guys. On, Walt. We appreciate that, man. We love the love from Minnesota, man.
Walt, could you throw a couple bones down on my bar tab next week, because I'm planning on running up a big one.
If you show up, yes.
Well, that's you got to show battle, up where Walt. I'm at, Walter. It's the weather will be nicer, I suspect.
Hey, if Walt's probably buying, you got to show up, Crudy. So, Walt, let me ask you this. From where you are in Minnesota, how's things looking over here across the Mississippi? What are you guys talking about? What are you saying about us?
Well, they're taking care of business, and I'm glad they are, because they got a majority of one in the Senate, and things happen like Obama wasn't quite ready to boogie when he showed up, and Kennedy dropped, you know, and it was unfortunate. But it looks like the DFLers here are ready to do some work, and they are getting it done, so I'm happy.
You know, we don't know what DFL is. The Democrats here in Wisconsin don't have the F or the L, just the D.
Yeah, no, it's farmer labor. It's a part of the history, and I'd have to say that I did indeed do 18 door knocks and two lit drops, all in the suburbs, in an attempt to flip the Senate, and it did happen, so I'm feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, Walter, let me ask you a question. Civic Media now has radio stations in the Minneapolis outmarkets, and it's much redder there, and it's really literally within an hour of Minneapolis-St. Paul. When you talk about rural northwestern Wisconsin, it's going about 60% red. And it's not like the rest of the rural parts of Wisconsin. It's not for lack of personal income. It's not that property values are depressed. For whatever reason, when stuff goes bad, people seemingly run to the Republican Party, although it's usually the Republicans driving them there. But here's my question, Walter. Why is it that there's so many red Wisconsinites just across the river? They used to call Minneapolis home, but it's like all the Republicans cross the river into our territory now, Walter. I think Ron Johnson started the exodus.
Yeah, we blame you for Ron Johnson, Walt.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, except that I think every disgruntled person we need. FDR was the answer the last time the fascists raised their heads, and it's the same answer now. We gotta work for the average working person, and we gotta do more than we've been doing.
Is it an economic message, Walter? Is that what resonates? Do you think that would resonate across party lines? I mean, Bernie Sanders talked about the rigged economy, and Donald Trump sort of stole some of that and lied about it, but people felt like the economy, they feel like the economy's rigged. I mean, when we hear our Republican friends, and I got a very few of them left, but when we hear them complaining about the inflation and the cost of living, I mean, all people are stung by those things. And while we working class Wisconsinites and Minnesotans are looking at each other and wondering who to blame, the rich keep getting richer, Walt. And I didn't win the lottery last night.
I just go with working class issues, labor unions, and do the best we can. I'd also like to say, with respect to Walker, I was over there in your territory in the state capitol, in and out outside of the rotunda for at least three times, and some of it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was a great show of humanity. The uprising in the state of Wisconsin. I can't think of if you've ever been to a football stadium when it's full of 100,000 people and something happens on the field and you all have that shared either exhilaration or, you all bury your heads together. There's very few things where you have that sort of shared experience. And unlike a football game, which ends after 3 hours, I mean, the uprising in the state of Wisconsin, people camped out. They brought their kids, their grandkids. People cared an awful lot. And I would say it woke up a progressive revolution, but unfortunately, it also woke up low propensity voters outstate. We talk about the Trump voters, the people that never voted before. Well, before they voted for Trump here in the state of Wisconsin, we had lots of people come out of the woodwork, literally, in northern Wisconsin to go vote in the Scott Walker recall, to preserve Scott Walker. And it was really the politics of resentment. And I wonder, when life gets worse for you, do you have to resent your neighbor if they're not getting by, if they don't need the food pantry? Is that something to resent them for? Do you resent your government when you need, quote-unquote, welfare?
When you're actually relying on the government. I get that. And certainly there is some of that. I mean, sometimes things don't work out as you plan. And most people in life have experienced that to some way, shape, or form. But I would also suggest this. It's one thing to, believe what you're being told as a populist message. But, most recently we've had the Republicans talk about this inflation, talk about cost of living. And what have they done since they took the House? What have they done about inflation? What have they done about the cost of living? It's Hunter Biden's laptop. It's woke corporations. It's, in Florida, it's bloggers who got to register with the state. It's one thing to get elected. So then, I think in some way, in some regard, that feeds the cynicism. Well, I voted for, this Republican who was all concerned about inflation on the border, and, they're not doing anything about it. Well, no kidding. You just voted for them. They can't do anything about it. They ran on that to get you out to vote. But what are they going to practically do about it? There's a legislative process in this country, and having the House alone doesn't quite do it. So now they're going to sit there and pound sand for the next 2 years, investigate Hunter Biden's laptop, while the same economic situations that you were concerned about, the same whatever issues that you had, are not being addressed by the very people that you voted for. So maybe don't vote for them. Just throwing it out there.
I've told this story many times. 2012 New York Times article talked about the rural parts, especially Minnesota. That article, Jagged Little Pill, something like that, effectively said as rural areas have become more dependent upon the government because their main streets have been crushed, the economy is left, the manufacturing economy is left, many of these small towns, one factory ran the whole city.
And let alone the farms that are going under every day.
Exactly. But when the economy goes bad, people look to blame someone. And if Donald Trump says, only I can fix it, people wanted to believe that message. They'd
sure,
been better
billions
off
of with dollars in farm subsidies and his trade war with China. I mean, hell, at least the auto loans got paid back.
Come on, man. Not everyone in Iowa's a farmer or Wisconsin, right? That's just the perception. Thank you all for listening. You have excellent perception because you've listened to the greatest radio show ever, and we help shape it just a little bit. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio in the interim. Keep it locked. Civic Media each and every weekday.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 96.